Welcome to the CE Pro Podcast. I'm editor Arlen Schweiger. While the show floor and demo rooms focused on new products are always the center of attention at CEDIA Expo, it's always a good reminder that the annual trade show also delivers tons of education and training opportunities. To help get CEDIA Expo attendees thinking about what kinds of sessions to add into their schedules this year in Denver, I spoke with Mandy Beckner, Vice President of Education and Training at CEDIA, to get the lowdown in this week's podcast episode.
Mandy Beckner, Vice President of Education and Training at CEDIA. Thank you so much for joining the CE Pro Podcast.
It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Great. Well, Mandy, hey, we are about a month out from CEDIA Expo 2023 in Denver. So, you know, it's time for all of us to start preparing for the show. You guys have been preparing for it for a while now. In terms of being in charge of the education, first off, can you kind of give us the 30,000 foot view of some of the key areas and things that we can expect from this year's education slate at the expo?
I'd be happy to. I've been living and breathing this for a long time, and I'm pretty excited. So our expo show dates, as you know, are the 7th through the 9th through our trade show floor. We actually start the conference a whole day before. So you can come and have a day dedicated to preparing yourself for getting on that show floor and engaging with our manufacturers and trade suppliers on all the things that you need for your business. We're really excited about having that. And vice versa, there's a day fully dedicated to trade show floor following the conference on Saturday. The conference has a lot of parts and pieces. So the bulk of the conference is actually about 80 sessions of new and returning conference presenters over a wide variety of kinds of training, hands-on workshops, panelist discussions, case studies, certification review sessions, things that are discussion-based and project-based, and things that are primarily getting inspiration and fresh ideas from key leaders in our industry. We've got a wide variety of things happening across a number of tracks. Something for everyone.
Yeah, of course. That sounds fabulous. I imagine, and everything is for CEU credits as well, or is it just some sessions? What? Tell us a little bit about how that works, Mandy. For people who don't necessarily know, or maybe new to the industry, coming to the show for the first time.
Well, for those of you who are coming to our show, who've been part of this industry for quite a while, and do not hold a certification from CEDIA, we have an important question for you. Why? Why are you leaving value on the table and not taking advantage of it to show your clients that you're expert in what you're expert in and to differentiate yourself from others in the marketplace? This is important. It's a way we can define ourselves as a professional group of people who take a lot of pride in what they know and can do. So if you have a certification, then continuing education credits are really important to you. That's what we mean when we say CEUs. And CEUs are available for a lot of sessions, most sessions, as a matter of fact, but not everything. And the reason for that is that continuing education credits are tied to what it is that a certification, the work that a certification defines. And there are some things that are just outside of what we're testing on for certification. That's still important things for you to go and grow professionally and take, right, but they just might not end up being credits for your renewal. But don't worry, there's plenty available. You're going to get the credits you need to recertify.
Right. And just remind everyone, some of the new or newish certifications that CEDIA came out with over the past few years. I know there was some movement there and some really exciting new coursework that came out.
There was, and a lot of the really new assets came out during the pandemic. And so people just didn't have the same kind of visibility into that. So let me give you a quick version. There were other certifications that CEDIA offered either independently or with partners in the marketplace. And for various reasons over its history, those morphed and changed. And at one point, CEDIA's leadership said, we really have to differentiate ourselves as the professionals coming to the table in the design build industry as someone who has a body of knowledge that is defensible with a certification that's third party accredited. So we can go to people like trade schools and government entities and say, look, what we have is independently verified and recognizable. And we call that the ANSI stamp of approval. There's an ISO standard that defines these things, and we hit what those marks are for quality and impartiality.
Perfect. Our certifications that's great to hear.
Yeah. So the CIT and ISTR abbreviations, if those of you listening want to know more about those, we will have our textbooks that define this body of knowledge at the show, and we'll have curriculum that aligns to some of the sections of those textbooks at the show, as well as having certification review sessions. So if you want to learn more about it, we've got lots of pathways for you. Come and talk to us.
Sounds great. Mandy, can you pick out, if you could sort of articulate some of the overarching themes of this year's education slate?
Yes. So we've got a really well-balanced blend of technical and business. Our industry needs both. So let's take the business angles first. We have a whole track of courses that would be what you would consider formal business kind of courses. They would be about profit margins and how you diversify and maybe how you sell your business when you're ready for an exit strategy. And we also have project management track with very specific project management courses and even some on risk management or managing tough clients. Those are all in the project management track. And we also have an emerging trends track. Emerging trends aren't just for technical trends. So look for a couple of sessions that are in there. And finally, our design build track. Design build isn't about integration. Design build is working with partners who are allied with us in our projects. And what are the things that they're talking about? What are the trends that they care about? And how do we find the best partners and align with them in a way that highlights all of our expertise?
Very good. I think you certainly piqued some interest there with the non-technical trends, kind of looking to see what that entails. I imagine I'm thinking different markets, different types of trade partners to get better involved in. You know, I know CD is trying to do a lot of the same thing that we're trying to do and the Home Technology Association is trying to do, which is really kind of bring a lot of groups together so that everyone's winning when it comes to these projects. And, you know, the potential clients out there. So that I think will be very interesting to see more about when we get to Denver. Absolutely.
There's one that we just added that I'm really excited about. Last year, we spent some time talking about content and streaming and our choices there. We've just added a session called Understanding the Live Sports Streaming Platforms and Their Potential Opportunities for the CI Channel. And we are really lucky that we have Rob Stecklow, a senior VP of marketing for Paramount Plus in the sports and news division, and Brian Gilmore, the VP of sports streaming for Peacock, that are coming because of the work of Mark Feiner, who many in the industry know as the managing director of communication research. And they have some very interesting opportunities to talk about with our audience. I'm really excited about that session.
Excellent. Great. So is that will that be a Wednesday session?
That is pop quiz from you. I believe that's a Friday morning session.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's
we'll be including certainly a snapshot of the schedule in our September issue of CE Pro, which is the one that goes to the expo. And it actually, I think, lands in people's mailboxes, maybe even a little bit before the expo. So they can start looking at, you know, what they want to do and get their schedules ready. So Mandy, you mentioned about, you know, some of the stuff you had last year and some of the new things you have this year. What are some of the other changes from last year to this year that you could tell us about? Any new instructors that CEDIA has on its team? Anything else that's kind of different this year for us to get excited about?
Sure. Well, let me start with a little bit from that we started last year and are bringing into this year, because for many people, it'll still feel new. There are some really fantastic and creative people in our industry. And more than ever before, last year, we brought those voices to the forefront ahead of that CEDIA, controlled CEDIA, centralized curriculum and content. And we're doing that again this year. In fact, we're adding voices to that. So for many of you who've been coming to the show for many years, you're used to seeing a lot of content, technical content from the CEDIA team. And we are bringing that, but we are amplifying the message that's coming from our market more. So some other thought leaders from outside of our organization include folks from the CSA who are going to come and share information about Matter and Thread and new protocols and open standards and such. So that's one example.
That should be a very big session. You remember last year how well the Google session at SmartStage did.
Yeah,
I can see that CSA Matter session being a biggie, certainly.
Yeah, we're grateful to Mitch Klein, who's a volunteer for CDA, helping us put that one together. So
awesome. We love Mitch.
Yeah. We also, this year, are bringing a Resi commercial track. Resi commercial is not my favorite word. Light commercial is more my preference, but it's what people say, so I'm going with it. It's not a large track as far as the other ones go. I mean, audio is certainly dominant in the technical track, but this is important to talk about how we can work from what people might be expert in the residential area, and when they're leaning into commercial, what are some of the differences? What are some of the things that are the same? What are some of the pitfalls? What are some of the opportunities? Not just technically, but from a business standpoint too. So we have a guest named Paul Zeely, who knows his stuff when it comes to the networking side, commercial audio too, as a matter of fact, is his expertise. He's going to be offering a session called VoIP and Video Conferencing, A Method to the Madness. His scope is, hey, you know the method. You've been doing this in this way. These are some of the differences when you try to do it for a commercial application. So I think that people will get a lot out of that, both technically and from a business standpoint. I think so too.
We just put out our, our issue with our deep dive on the multi-dwelling unit, multifamily properties and things like that. And yeah, there's a lot of uptake in those kind of projects these days. And our numbers kind of validated that. And with those types of projects, you're talking about various technologies that integrators can implement. So it's really kind of a very cool category for them.
Yeah. You'll see, we also have a lot on audio. We have lots of things to celebrate and say when it comes to immersive audio design. There are many sessions.
That's definitely another big category. Tell us a little bit more about immersive audio.
Well, we are excited to come and talk a lot about some standards work that we've been doing on our recommended practice. And we've already been writing and talking a lot about this coming publication. And there's already training prepared for awareness and adoption around the things that we need to be technically competent in order to adopt that recommended practice or to use it in the best interests of our clients and the systems that we create to protect creative intent, which I love that phrase, creative intent. In the commercial part of my job, I never uttered that phrase, and it's just so cool. I could nerd out more on that every expo. So we have sessions that span from THX and a history and where are we now with THX and what does that have to do with the recommended practice coming out, all the way to a design workshop on applying the immersive audio design recommended practice. And lots of things in between. Dr. Sean Olive is coming to present on some audio topics. Anthony Grimani is coming to talk about specifications for loudspeakers and what do those really mean and what are the measurements we need to concern ourselves with and why. There's a lot of great stuff in audio track.
Sure, lots of big names there that we certainly know about. And I'm guessing
hard not to name drop.
Right. And of course, when you're talking audio, you can't help but also talk about video, right? And I'm sure you've got some big stuff going on the video side as well, like usual.
Yes. My audio colleague, Jerry LeMay, is also willing to share the floor with his colleague, Joe Silver, on things that are video. And the two of them are offering this really great class for home cinema. And I'd be remiss if I did not also acknowledge many of the voices on that side. I'm excited for a David Mayer session on the design recommendations for gaming rooms.
Yeah, that should be interesting too. Definitely.
Protocol. Yeah.
Definitely. I was going to ask you if there were some, I know you had mentioned a couple earlier, but if there were some specific courses that you wanted to pick out as ones that, you know, you're most excited for integrators to get to, and gaming, certainly we've, you know, you really, if you want the cutting edge of HDMI and everything that HDMI 2.1 has to offer, it's the gaming industry, right?
Yeah, well, I'm a gamer, my husband's a gamer, my kids are gamers, so I'm very excited about that one. It's hard to pick a favorite. I've already name dropped a lot, so I'll resist the temptation to do that more, though I really want to.
Sure, that's no problem, Mandy. We'll let you off the hook on that one. In terms of, you know, not only the education that the association is providing, but also obviously CEDIA is a huge opportunity for custom integration firms to send technicians out there for trainings.
Yes.
You know, aside from the top people who are running the company, but it's really a great spot for the techs and the service people to get involved with enhancing their skills. So Mandy, can you tell us about the manufacturer trainings and what their schedule is like and how that will fit into attendees' days?
Sure. Manufacturer training, people look at me and say, well, isn't that competitive? No. As professionals in this industry, we need a blend of the agnostic training that's about best practices, the thought leadership training, the inspirational training, and we need to know very specifically about the products that we're working with. So the manufacturer training is an important part of your show plan. We expect those things to integrate. And in fact, to reinforce that, for those certified out there who are going to manufacturer product training, if you are doing that and need CEUs for your manufacturer product training, remind your partner, hey, did you know that CEDIA will let you apply for free at no extra cost to you, dear manufacturer, for continuing education credits for this session? We hope that our manufacturer partners, who are really important members of CEDIA and are part of this show, take advantage of this opportunity so that they can also support the certified population and then make continuing education credits easier to access.
Yeah, that certainly anything sounds that is like approved, the way to go.
Yeah, for anything that's approved, it maintains their approval for CEUs no matter where it's offered outside of Expo. So this is just not just for Expo. It's important to take advantage of this benefit.
Right, and that's a great point to make, just that distinction, that this is not just, you're not going, you know, having the skills there and then that's it. This is
right.
Yeah, for your entire company and, you know, just industry wide.
Right. For those technicians coming to the show, we are excited to see so many companies that are bringing multiple people and then splitting them up and having them go to different things. As someone who is a professional in adult learning and talent management, that shared experience and shared vocabulary is very powerful. So bravo to the companies that are able to do that. I am seeing some technicians who are enrolled in our rack building course. That one's going to sell out probably by the time we publish this one. Sorry, if you will register now if you want a spot.
That's the hot course, huh?
It's a hot course, as are the networking workshops. They seat a lot of people, but these are hands-on workshops that are meant to help people build their technical skills. So we're seeing a lot of folks register for that one too. And those are all with one wonderful manufacturer support, both in the instruction teams and the gear donations and making this possible. We are so grateful to our sponsors.
That's fantastic that they can get such hands-on education and not have it be something where, you know, they have to remember to schedule a weekend because it's a rep event that's going to happen. No, you're going to Expo anyway. So, hey, why not throw in some trainings while you could do that? Do you have any ballpark on how many manufacturers are having trainings at the show?
I don't.
I know I put you on the spot, so don't worry about that.
CEDIA has, you know this better than anyone. CEDIA has wonderful partners in Emerald Expositions and putting on this show. And manufacturer training is something that runs through Emerald, while the conference programming and booth talks are something that runs through CEDIA. So it's not that I don't care. I do. I am very excited they're all there, but I don't have my eye on how many rooms they have.
Gotcha. That's not a problem at all. It sounds like I got to ask my own company about that. Great. And Mandy, so just to wrap up then thank you so much for telling us all about the Expo. Just to get away from the Expo real quick, Obviously, it's kind of probably going to be, you know, it's I always look at it as like a nice reset for the year. You get re-energized going to Expo. So beyond Expo, when, you know, obviously integrators are still looking to, you know, enhance their skills throughout the year. What else would Stevia be doing heading into 2024 where they will be able to sign up for things and have more learning throughout the year?
Sure. I'll tell you for the trade and on behalf of the trade. So for our CDO professionals, we have trainings that are happening throughout the US. We call them local learnings. We have hands-on courses, and then we also have continuing education that is happening in most of it's for CIT prep, which is the cable and infrastructure technician exam preparation, that kind of content. We also have networking training happening throughout the US and into Canada, and our tech summits. Tech summits include a blend of the CEDIA curriculum plus manufacturer training, and there's a host of those happening throughout the US in the second half of the year. On behalf of the trade, we are in constantly growing and in communications with trade schools and universities and technical schools to bring the same curriculum from the what's defined as the cable and infrastructure technician plus the integrated systems technician body of knowledge into schools, because we know that you're out there and need help. You need more bodies. So the more you can do to let people know that we have that, we've got a video that you can share to get schools excited about what it is that you do as a professional. And if they're interested, we can get them access to our curriculum so that they can be including it in their schools. And we have a couple more that will be coming online, and you can hear more about that at our town hall breakfast, which is happening at CEDIA Expo.
Excellent. And the details of the town hall breakfast?
The town hall this year is focused on workforce development, the popularity of our next gen product that we put out for free to the industry. Members or non-members can take advantage of this next gen toolkit that gets people excited again about what we do with all kinds of assets, videos and presentations. And people will be talking about their successes at using that. And we'll be hearing from new entrants into the market. It's one thing to hear from each other on how well we're all doing, but how about we listen to some voices that are going to be new to our workforce and what they have to say? So I'm excited for that event. And it's nice to have breakfast before the show floor opens, right?
Come on. So is that is that Thursday morning then?
Thursday morning.
Excellent. Great. Well, Mandy Beckner, thank you so much for sharing all the insights. You know, we're really excited to go back to Denver this year for the show. Yeah. And it sounds like if attendees want to enhance any aspect of their skill levels, be it through the CD instructors or the manufacturers themselves, there is going to be no shortage of opportunities at this year's expo. So Mandy, thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. This has been fun.